Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. I'm speaking with Representative Don Wilson, and he currently represents the Colorado House of Representatives, District 20, and serves on the Committee on Education. So we are discussing parental involvement in their children's education today. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to our show, Representative Don Wilson.
Well, thank you for having me again. Thank you for what you guys do, and I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and thankful for you to be here. You have such great information to share for these parents. Statistics show that children whose parents are involved in their education are more likely to develop socially, academically, and behaviorally in healthy ways. Children benefit from lower dropout rates, higher grades, and better social skills. As a result, they are more likely to enroll in and complete college, setting them up for their career of choice. Whether we send our kids to brick and mortar schools or whether we homeschool, parents are responsible for their children's education. Do you have any ideas, Don, on how to encourage parents to be more involved in their children's education?
Well, we talked about this previously in an episode about the burdens on parents just in the work life and the expectations. Mm-hmm. But I think one thing that we should understand here is I think it's easier than you think. It's those little conversations about what's going on in school. It's those little even minor volunteer hours at the school to mm-hmm. see the bigger picture and be more involved. And some of those simple things can lead to a path of better informed, better involved in the education.
Yeah, I think it's really important for parents to know what is going on in those schools and, you know, when they're not around. So being involved is really important. Is there any legislation or bill proposals in Colorado that support parents' responsibility in raising and educating their kids?
So last year there was a House bill that was, the idea was to put a ballot question out there to the electorate on putting in our state constitution parental rights, a clear cut, this is what parents do, and this is the freedoms they have with raising their child. And unfortunately, that bill didn't make it through. It was ran by a friend of mine in my caucus, Brandy Bradley, and it didn't get to where we needed it. But I do feel we are going to see more of those this year.
Okay.
I've gotten a couple requests to look at some legislation in other states that kind of firm up the parent role and responsibilities and their rights, the parental rights.
Yeah.
So we should be seeing more coming. There hasn't been a whole lot done on that.
Oh, well, it just makes me feel so good that you guys are looking at that because, you know, I think that a lot of parents are feeling like they're being removed a little more from raising their kids and really directing their education and everything.
And we did see some of that last year, some of that with some bills that I think we might hit on a little more further in our discussion. But there was some bills that kind of separated the parent from the child. And that was a big frustration with some of us in the House.
Yeah, absolutely. So children's safety and school transparency are top concerns for nearly half of American parents, according to StrideLearning.com. And 81% of parents say they wish they knew more about what was happening in their children's schools, just like we were talking about. Parents are concerned about not knowing what their children are being exposed to when they are not present. And when we allow our children to be in the care of others, I mean, in reality, we're trusting them. And we need to know what is going on with our kids so we can help them. Are schools being transparent with parents about what is happening with their kids while they are at school?
I think that's a place that we're struggling in our public school system. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little better in some of our charter schools, and of course in homeschool it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we just saw this recently with Jeffco County School Board, where the school board asked the teachers to handle a certain situation one way, and the teachers union emailed them and gave them a way of getting around it. Mm-hmm. And what it came down to was, were the parents able to get the information that is being shared with their students openly, or was it being, you know, hidden from them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as a parent, I mean, I feel like if something is hidden from me, how can I help my child? You know, so I need to know what's going on with them in order to be able to help them and to support whatever is going on, you know, emotionally or even in their education.
And another thing that we really need to keep our eyes open on is, you know, we talk about all these requirements that teachers and administration have. Well, some of that communication gets lost in the burdens, and having an abundance of burdens on our teachers pulls the teacher away from the teacher parent student conversation. I think it's something we need to be watchful of in the future is, you know, how much are we putting on our teachers when the parent is expecting one thing, but the teacher's trying to do 100 other things.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Geez, having that conversation, being able to work together would be so incredibly important. So, are schools encouraging kids to keep secrets from parents?
I think in some avenues they are.
Okay.
I think not necessarily directly by the school. I think the teachers union plays a big role in that. I think some of the administrators that aren't directly involved with your student may have some of those less talked about issues not passed on to the parent. And I think that we saw some bills last year where school psychology, you know, giving the student the ability to opt out of what their parents' will on what they were talking to their school counselors about. And those are very concerning for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like I said earlier, I mean, if I don't know what's going on with my child, how am I able to get them help, the help they need? How am I able to support them?
Right.
Yeah. And then in that case too, are medical professionals also allowed to keep secrets from parents?
In some ways they are. You know, last year we had the health assessment bill that was going to just basically give schools the ability to do a health assessment on a child and decide if their mental health is in good shape. And part of that was, you know, allowing parents to opt out. We wanted that to make sure that was happened. Not only can the school opt out of this program, but the parent needs to be able to opt out even if their school opt in. And we ran into some pushback with wanting students as young as 12 to be able to opt back in even if their parents opted out. And that closes the lines of communication. That allows it puts parents in a very dangerous situation if you do not know what's going on with your child's health, your child's mental health. Not to mention, bills like that can be weaponized against parents. And that's a huge concern for me is if we're talking about what the common might think is best for your child, it might not be what you think is good for your child, and that could be used against you.
Yeah, and I think parents, they're feeling that. They're getting upset. And I see it in the people that I talk to and people that are choosing to go, okay, well, I don't have a choice. I need to homeschool because I need to help my child. I need to know what's going on with them. And so I'm seeing more and more of that as I'm consulting with people and how they're getting upset about this.
Right. And I think that's a huge frustration is parents the lack of transparency in some areas is leading to the parents discovering something that is shocking to them. And that's what's pulling students out of school is, wait a minute, I shouldn't have had to accidentally discover this. I should have been told about it from the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. So, is there any legislation in place or any upcoming bill proposal that supports keeping information from parents about their own children?
There's work being done on several. I won't get too far into it because there's a lot to work through there. I'm looking at some things myself, like I mentioned earlier, looking some templates from other states, what they're doing, making sure we protect the parents' ability. So there is work going on in that area at the legislature, and we'll keep working on that and trying to firm up, you know, the parents' role and keep not push the parent out of the school system.
Yeah, I appreciate the work that you do, and I appreciate your compassion and your passion for giving parents those rights. When we come back, we're going to discuss this topic further. having parents involved in their education. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm here with Representative Don Wilson, and we are talking about parental involvement in children's education. Don, what can parents do about schools keeping information from them about their children?
You know, a lot of that starts with just the conversation with the child. I know we all get, all of us parents have gotten that, hey, how was school today? Fine.
Yeah.
But digging into those conversations and even keeping them short will lead you to some of the things you might be missing. Reading those school emails. I found out through my son things that I was missing just out of those general conversations, and I could go back and look for an email and let the school know I wasn't getting these particular emails or these particular communications. So again, I think it starts with just that basic conversation with your student and getting further than school was fine.
Yes. So absolutely. I had somebody recommend to me once is, get your child with a friend and drive them somewhere and just listen to them, because you will find out so much about what is going on in your child's life.
That's an excellent idea.
Yes. So we want to keep every child safe at our schools. And I know you are very passionate about that. But there is evidence that students are feeling that their safety and level of comfort has been compromised in a public school restroom. And this concerns me because as a mom, I still cringe at the idea of having any of my children in any public restroom, really, when I can't go in or be sure that they're okay, because there's so many things that can happen and so many stories that are out there because you're not there to oversee and make sure that they're safe. So the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children feels that children of any age should not be permitted in any public restroom alone. And so what is the possibility of getting rid of every single gender-based multi-person common restroom and locker room in schools, and maybe replacing them with single restrooms like we have in our homes?
I think you're going to see a push for that. There is a lot of effort on both sides of the aisle to look at kind of the single-use restroom template, and it has a positive effect for both parties in the House on what they're after. And I think you're going to see more of that happening. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of concerns with, multi-use restrooms and, multi-stalls. And we need to address that overall in just general security of our schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, we recently had a school safety forum that me and another representative hosted. And that's one thing we talked about is not just school safety in general, as in mass shootings, but the general safety, what makes our students feel safe. Yeah. And having those relationships, whether it be with law enforcement, parent volunteers, community members in the school, is a big part of that safety and that comfort, bringing that comfort back to the student. So we need to look at not just the restroom item, but the overall safety and where the students feel comfortable with who they talk to and what they do.
Yeah, I think that is so incredibly important, because that is just one of the big concerns that parents and kids mm-hmm. feel, worried about, is that safety. And like you're saying, the school shootings, I mean, they've been going on for decades now. Mm-hmm. I remember the first one way back when, but it's just so sad.
One of my local schools in my district has done a lot of work on on the bathroom use item, mm-hmm. and they have done an excellent job with laying out how and what can happen and the order they happen and the parent involvement in that. What they've done is basically say, you use the bathroom assigned to you at birth until we have confirmation from your parents that you're going a different way, and we've had the time to set up appropriate measures for you to be comfortable at school. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that may be a single-use restroom that keeps all the students safe, mm-hmm. not just catering to to one certain individual or one small group, a 1% group of individuals, making sure the parents are involved with it. They know what's going on because sometimes this stuff can happen without a parent knowing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I realize that we can't necessarily get this construction and everything taken care of right away. And so we kind of have to have measures in place in the meantime. Are there any things, anything that you recommend that we can do to keep all children safe in the restroom and really in the school while we're trying to, do this construction or have these measures put in place?
Again, I think it has to do with parent involvement, having volunteers in the school, having trusted members in the school that are doing that. I know myself as a, when I was a kid, it was not uncommon for our teacher to walk in the bathroom just because she thought we were messing around in there and get things moving along. But there was that trust, there was that time availability for the teacher, the administrator, to be around when those things are happening. And I think that's going to be a big part of it is having the right people in place in school that are able to see those concerns and able to just be present to help avoid issues with those items.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And so if we had volunteers, then we wouldn't always have to have somebody coming out of a classroom to manage the restroom issue. So one thing, and this is something that I was just thinking of, is if you had a trusted parent or volunteer, you could actually have kids even lined up outside and just have one go in at a time. Like only one person goes in here at a time, even though we don't have single-use restrooms or something like that, we can still, implement measures that can help them be safe.
I know one of the schools in my area is using, I think it's called Watch Dads, and it's a volunteer program where dads come in and volunteer to help in the classroom or in the hallway or whatever, and just having that presence there does so much more for the students to know, have a personal relationship with that person. It builds that sense of community where they're not afraid to talk about issues that might be bothering them. I've heard great success with that program.
Well, and that makes sense too, because now you're bringing the parents into the school and saying, hey, we do want transparency. We want these parents to be involved. And you're also, I'm assuming that they're doing background checks and things like that to try to make sure that these are very trusted individuals as well. So thank you so much for that, the thoughts on that. So, according to a survey conducted by the National Center for Education Statistics, the top three reasons families choose homeschooling were concerns about school environment at 74%, to provide moral instruction at 68%, and unhappiness with academic instruction at public schools at 64%. So, as a home educator, of course, I'm really passionate about homeschooling, but some of the things that homeschooling allows parents to do is to better cater to child special needs, to have greater control over teaching controversial topics, to help kids develop moral values and address issues as they arise, and then monitor their children's mental health. So, what is your opinion on home education?
Well, home education was actually an option I looked at when my son was growing up, and we weren't able to do it at the time, but it's something we almost regret not being able to do. My son did get lost in the public education system and became a number more often than a student. And one thing I've done is I've talked to local businesses in my community, and it is very clear the job skills they're looking for and their preference when it comes to students working for them, where those students come from. And the majority of those come from homeschool. You'll hear a different conversation from a business owner about a homeschooler than you do a traditional public school student. So I think it's very important, and we need to start looking at some of these things in the public school education. You mentioned catering to the child's special needs or ch just catering to the child's needs. Do we have classroom sizes that are so big that a teacher does not know what students are in their class or what their needs are? Do we have the ability to attack what they're struggling with if we don't know what students are doing in the classroom. So those are important issues that homeschool is able to address that right now in public schools we can't address.
Yeah, and those are some great points. So we will have you back on the show again and talk about special needs because this is something that parents are really concerned about. So we need to wrap up. So how can parents work better with you? How can they support you? And then how can they reach you?
Well, you can reach me through the General Assembly website or my personal email, donwilsonforcolorado.com. And we need parents to be engaged. We also need help with testimony. You know, when we're in a committee hearing, there's nothing more. I can say everything I want to say on that committee, but when it comes from a parent, when a parent shows up or zooms in to testify and discuss that topic from their perspective, it weighs a lot more than me just as a legislator repeating what they said.
Oh, wow.
So whenever there's an ability for a parent to testify or a homeschool group or a public school group or just any group that's involved to testify and express what they're dealing with on a, you know, that might affect a certain bill or a piece of legislation we're working on, it's always helpful.
Oh, great. That is good to know. And thank you so much for saying that and including parents and your passion for, helping parents and supporting parents in raising and educating their kids. This is Yvonne Strawn, today's host on the Huntington Way Show, where we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining.